Oh, it is so great to be back to the New Earth Architectress podcast. I am so delighted that you have joined this episode. It has been a while. It has been a while since I've recorded a new episode. I've been up to lots of things, up to amazing creations, and my business is flourishing. I am serving the most wildly incredible women architects and designers from different parts of the world. I'm supporting them in creating and building their own design practices aligned with spirit, aligned with their feminine intuition, aligned with their magic, aligned with their signature energy, and what they are meant to build on this planet before they die. Before they die. And help them to do the necessary healing and letting go of old patterns and blockages and trauma and fears and ways of being that are really holding them back from being the shining being that they are, and the temple builders that they are. It's just so beautiful. And I'm in awe. I'm in awe of of how much terrain they've crossed during our partnership. They are attracting clients that they thought they would have never attracted before. They're all of a sudden opportunities are appearing in their communities that they thought there was no way that they would have been able to attract those opportunities. And they're starting to build a way of designing that is no longer depleting them, no longer draining them of energy, no longer stressing them out. And I'm helping them to design a way to create a rhythm, more so, a rhythm, a healthy rhythm that supports and nourishes their body, supports and nourishes their souls, so that they can create in the way that they have longed to create, that they're longing to create. There's so much that wants to stream through in this moment. And so sometimes my words get all jumbled up, and I have challenges formulating the sentences that I want to deliver to you, because there's just this feeling that I get of this whole multitude of layers and colors and energies and frequencies that come to me whenever I start to share about the magic that I'm helping my clients create. I am a for those of you who are listening to this podcast for the first time, I am an architect, an alchemical healer, and the creator of the Sacred Blueprint. This is a cutting-edge vessel of courses and programs for women architects and designers, as well as visionary leaders, property owners, land stewards who are longing, eager, ready to build the temples, the sanctuaries for our new earth, in partnership with nature, in partnership with the spirit of the land, in partnership with the subtle realms. These are the this is it's time to bring this all back. It's time to bring the world of spirit back to the practice of architecture, back to the way that we create our spaces, whether they're home, our homes, our gardens, our communities, whether they are spiritual centers, whether they're master plans for the city. The impulse that I have been called forth to pioneer, to move forward, to it is to bring this balance back, the balance between spirit and form, the subtle realms, the material realms, and bridge them in a way that brings balance, grounding, peace, harmony to this planet and to our environments. It's likely that you are someone who is really feeling the earth changes right now, and you are feeling that everything that you learned in the, you know, whether it be in university, in you know, in school, growing up with your family, with your, you know, with society, with friends, there's a lot of structures that you were put into. Let's say that you were, there's a lot of structures that you were taught that are falling apart right now. And there you're likely noticing that ways of working and ways of being and ways of being with society and relationship with society are also changing. You may be noticing some big shifts in your own personal relationships with friends or with lovers or with your husband, your wife, your partner. You may be noticing big shifts occurring in your body, in your health. This could manifest as illness. This could manifest as chronic illness. This could manifest as a hyperactivity, waves of energy. It could be swooping down, a dropping of energy, and then rising up again. You may be experiencing things like panic attacks. I've experienced these over the last few years on and off. My guides have shared with me that this had to do with moving into middle age, but on a higher frequency level, that it's had a lot to do with the expansion of my light body, expansion of the architecture beyond our physical skin. And so however that is looking for you, I know that you are sensing it. And sometimes you may feel that you feel alone in this. You may feel like, why am I so sensitive to everything? Why am I getting so emotional? Why am I getting these drops and quick rises in energy levels? You're just starting to see things in a different way. You're starting to hear things in a different way. And along with these waves and shifts in your environment, both inward environment and outer environment, if you are likely you are a creator, a designer, a builder of some kind, and you are hearing the call to start to weave a more holistic way of practicing, a more holistic way of building with the land, a more holistic way of designing with your clients, of creating spaces with your clients. And many of the women that come to me approach me and say, I just have these visions of these temples of light. I have these visions of creating these places and spaces that become like acupuncture points all around the globe, and that they're emitting light and they're anchoring in new frequencies that need to be anchored in order to help humanity unfold in the good and the true and the beautiful way. And you're seeing them in dreams. You are feeling them in your in between walks and washing dishes and when you're taking a shower, or you're getting these impulses, these visions, these stirrings, these inner calls. And these inner calls are not just something that are far, far, far off in the distance. I want to tell you this, because the new earth is forming very fast. And when I say very fast, of course, there's a certain divine timing to everything, but there's a kind of parabola effect, a ramping up of energies. If you're listening to any astrologers or tarot card readers, there's a bunch that I listen to. They're all talking about how there's just this huge ramping up. It's the ascension. It's the ascension of humanity, and more and more of these structures that we thought were defining our truth, our reality, are starting to crumble. And so the same goes with architecture and the architecture practice. And certainly AI and technology are causing the architecture practice and the design, interior design, or landscape architecture practice to shift big time. But the natural unfoldment and the rising of humanity's consciousness, the expansion of humanity's consciousness, the great awakening is causing us builders, architects, and designers to start to work with the material realms, start to use actually way more of our capacities as human beings. We're only using very, very small percentages right now of our intuitive, imaginative, magical capacities, our spiritual capacities. And Mother Gaia and the cosmos are now giving us the tools naturally, actually. Now, of course, there's certain amount of practice and discipline that is required to hone these gifts, but we're naturally becoming more telepathic, naturally becoming more intuitive, naturally being able to sense the subtle realms. And so it's time that we upgrade, we refine the way that we design and create. And part of what the Sacred Blueprint movement, as well as the programs that I offer, provides is ease, is flow. It's a way of creating and designing in co-creation with spirit, with the spirit of the land, the nature spirits, that brings so much more ease and flow and joy to project planning, instead of all the stress that occurs from misaligned designs, misaligned plans that are not aligned with the energetics of the property. So over the course of, you know, the first half of this year, of the following year, 2025, I'm going to be developing the Sacred Blueprint online course in a much more, I'm taking another pass at refining the course. And I'm super excited to be offering the course soon. I'll likely do some kind of a first wave group where everyone gets to try on and work on the exercises that I've like the 2.0 level exercises. I'm thinking about all kinds of fun ways to to bring the community together. And so that everyone can work on the exercises together and provide me with the feedback, letting me know how it's going with the course. All right. So before I give too much details, I want to dive into today's episode. So these past few weeks have been so incredible. In October, I led the Ephesus VIP group retreat. It was phenomenal, magical. I'm just always blown away by all the breakthroughs that the women experience when they commune with the sacred architecture of Ephesus and the power places there. The whole place is a mega power place. It's one of the most important crossroads, thresholds, bridges of this earth. And Ephesus was was the site of one of the biggest mystery schools. And it was a mystery school that trained both men and women, and was not only reserved for the tribe, the local community, but it was open internationally. And so there's this international taste there, this atmosphere there that really brings the world together. And you can certainly see that with all the tourists that come. And it was just an incredible 4 days, four nights with women who came from different parts of the world, flew in to co-create the most powerful container for each and every one of the women to gather their keys, their codes, their seeds, that help them to create the temples that they're dreaming to create. And so many of these women discovered their own intuative gifts. We did some practicing with dowsing on the land, they connected with their goddess within. The temple of Artemis is at the center, the core of our retreat there. And boy, oh boy, there are incredible energies there to tap that really awaken your creative life force, your creative juices. And I mean, it was like everybody came out of this spa, everybody's glowing and shining, your skin gets all smooth, and you start to really open up and surrender to the feminine. You open up and surrender to the great mystery. And it was just, I can't really bring it all into words. It was just such a magical experience. I will be leading another group in May 2025. I curate a select constellation of women, architects and designers. You could be also a house healer, doing geomancy and land energetic work. You may be an interior designer who is exploring feng shui, and could be biogeometry. A lot of biogeometry women come to me, actually. Architects, landscape architects who are wanting to co-create with the spirit of the land, the spirit of place. So May 2025, I'm leading the next group. If you are interested, you'll see a link down below to fill out an application form. And I would love to have you in the group. Love to have you in the group. It's good to apply earlier than later. The earlier you apply, you get more of a discount. I'll be giving a fair size discount before the end of this year, 2024. So January 31st would be the deadline for that discount. And excited to see you in the group. So this is the month of November. November is a very interesting month for me. The number 11, I want to talk about the number 11. This is a master number, according to numerology. I'm not a numerology expert, but 11, 22, 44, these are master numbers. And one of my spiritual teachers mentioned that it's the master builder month, the master builder number 11. And I don't know much more esoterically about it. I was researching in some of the, it's actually right under my microphone, the temple legend. This is the a series of lectures by Rudolf Steiner. Freemasonry and related occult movements. I'm just reading the other title here, from the contents of the esoteric school. I'm going to be diving more into this book, but I was wondering if there was more about the number 11 and the temple mysteries. What is it about this number 11 that makes it a master number? I invite you to open up as I speak to what streams through as inspiration, as messages, as intuitions. Share with me. You could, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can comment below, or you can head on over to my website, AishaRoseMelodyHassan.com, and send me a message through the contact form there. Or if you're on my list, just reply to any one of the emails and I'll see your email come through. If you know anything about the number 11 and this master number, but, you know, tuning into the number 11, it feels like two columns rising up to the heavens. There's this growth principle, this vertical movement, bridging earth and sky. And what I notice about the number, about the month of November, is especially in the northern hemisphere, where winter is in, when winter is in November, right? So I'm not including everyone down under, like in Australia, New Zealand. In November, I always notice that construction sites start to get more busy. In November, I notice in architecture offices, in my own practice, there's a wave of clients coming in. There are deadlines. There's a ramping up of energy, of creativity, of projects streaming through. And there's this energy building up to create something, to build something. And so if we think about the natural cycle of the seed is germinating, is in the dark, in the soil, in, you know, the months of January and February in the northern hemisphere. And it needs that darkness, right? The surface of the earth is cold, right? Let's think of the climate and country that I was born and raised in Canada, Toronto, Ontario. It's freezing cold, right? The seed is below the earth in the dark. And then what happens as spring approaches? The first signs of life start to appear and the seed starts to bloom, right? And we start to see the stem and the leaves. There's a beautiful sketch. I think it was Goethe's sketch in the book, The Metamorphosis of Plants, That's a beautiful sketch that shows, I think it's the cycle of the seed of the dandelion, the flower, right? So from the seed to the flower, and then the seeds, you know, you can blow the seeds off at the end of its cycle, and then they fly into the earth and go back down into the earth again to be planted, and another cycle begins. So spring, right? It the stems start to appear, right? That seed that you first planted starts to emerge. And then in the spring, you get the blooms, the flowers, as well as in the summer, you get the full bloom of all the plants. And then towards fall, you see the fruit starting to form. The flowers fall away. The pomegranate tree is also really beautiful to meditate on and observe how the flower of the pomegranate starts to swell and turn into the pomegranate fruit. It's just it's so beautiful to watch that metamorphosis. And so November is when the fruit has come to full form. You know, October is the harvest, you could say. You know, in Izmir, in Turkey, where I live, I'm still harvesting our beautiful quince fruits. They're all in a big tray type plate right now, waiting for me to make I only know the Turkish word, a compost, like a watery, sugary, cooked quince dish. And so November is when when things start to form in the material world. The fruit is fully formed. So whenever November comes around, this is what I experience. I'm curious what you experience. There's this kind of rising up energy, this last hurrah of creation prior to the darkest days of the year. Again, this is the Northern Hemisphere. So prior to the winter solstice. And so for me, I always want to make things with my hands. I always want to create. I want to paint. I want to draw. I want to build with wood. This is my true joy. My business is really helping me to nourish and that joy, and to gather the resources, attract the resources to be able to craft beauty in my home, in my garden. And so what's really amazing is that these last weeks is that it's I can really see that that's what's going on. This ramping up of energy, this activity on the construction site here in my home. I've been working with my gardener for the last few weeks, laying the grounds for all this landscaping work in the front part of our house. And it is such a joy to be working with my hands, with him, laying the stones, leveling the stones, and listening to the site for sweet spots that need to be highlighted, need to be, marked with a stone, like an acupuncture point. I'm working with harmonizing geopathic stress and listening to where the water lines are running under the home. I've been working on that, you know, for the past year. Not saying that it takes a full year to harmonize those water lines, but it's a challenge to be working on the sacred blueprint for myself. There's so many layers that happen in a home, right? We've got the family layer. We've got, you're just day-to-day living and cooking and being a mom and running my own business and helping others build the sacred blueprint, that, to be honest, it's been a challenge to find space, spaciousness, and time to give love to my own house and garden project. So the month of November, it's so funny. Each time I tried to get in front of the computer and work on, a bunch of tasks, that admin tasks for my business, or, you know, I actually recorded one episode that was meant to be this episode for a podcast, but the internet cut out halfway through, and I was receiving signs from my guides, receiving signs from the spirit of the land and from my home, get out of the house and start working on the garden with the gardener. Be out there, move, feel the elements, be out in nature. And, you know, there's this part of me that's like, ah, I'm outside, I'm working on the garden. I should be working, you know, on, you know, organizing files or delegating more tasks to my team, or, you know, serving my clients, although I do serve them, you know, each day. But there's this part of me that's like, am I doing enough? Am I doing enough? Once I totally surrender to the building and the creating and building beauty outside, then something happens with time. It's like more time gets created because I'm in my joy doing it. It really is directly proportional to the level of joy. I am so in my joy that I'm able to bend time. Plus, what are we doing talking about being the new earth architectresses, right? What are we talking about here with the sacred blueprint? We're talking about building beauty. And so that's the whole point. I mean, there's only so much that we can talk about creating sacred architecture. It's so important to just go outside and practice it. Go outside, even if you think you might be making a mistake or if you're doubting yourself, go outside and work with the limits and boundaries of nature. The thing with expansion is that we think that, oh, okay, expansion, limits are not good, boundaries are not good, right? That's very much like the feminine who doesn't have a healthy masculine to hold a healthy container. If we let the feminine go too much to one end of the scale, then she doesn't want boundaries. She doesn't want to hear the no's. She doesn't want to hear schedule. She doesn't want to hear the limits of nature and gravity, right? She doesn't want to hear that, she doesn't want to figure out, you know, how the water is going to drain and move on the property. Like, these are more practical masculine things. But to work, to be out in nature and be listening to the elements and really hearing what the material wants to be and where it wants to be placed. Louis Kahn, one of the masters of modernist architecture, you could say. I don't really like categorizing architects in certain, you know, styles or movements, but I think he used to say something like, what does the brick want to do or say? What does the brick say? Listen to the brick or listen to the stone and listen to how it wants to take form and take part in the forming of the architecture. So it's been amazing. And it's so beautiful to watch also and listen and be aware of the weather. The weather was so supportive of us. It's been such a sweet, delightful, soft weather, during our landscaping project. Normally we get like ferocious winds coming from the sea on the north side of our house, which is where the entrance is facing more or less of our home. And it's just been so sweet, so forgiving, right? Like just so supportive. And then on the last and final day, once we got all the big slabs of stone settled into the sand, and you know all the layering of landscaping textiles preventing all these crazy weeds from reeds and weeds from growing through the landscaping stones. Once we had everything settled in, including like amazing old railway tie timbers for steps and stuff. I'm excited to share all of this with you on Instagram. It just started to rain, like ever so delicately, almost like the rain was helping to just settle those stones in even more. Just so delicately, just so polite. And, you know, this is just such a good example, women, of what happens when you listen to your body and your intuition. I was about to go on a path that was counter to what nature, my nature, and the spirit of my home and the spirit of the land was telling me. I was about to dive into all the end of the year tasks, the bookkeeping, the admin, the delegation of more tasks to my team and organizing files. But that's not what I was meant to be doing. It's not what I was meant to be doing. And so I put that all down. That's why you haven't heard from me in a while. Put it all down, took a break from the digital world, from social media, and completely gave myself to building beauty with my gardener. And my gardener, bless his soul, he is such an angel. Everybody in this neighborhood and in this town that we live in, I was like, it's impossible to find a good gardener. It's impossible, you know, to do this and do that. It's impossible to find any help. And I was able to magnetize it. And I'm just so grateful. When you work with the spirit of the land and when you incorporate loving gratitude rituals with the nature spirits on your property, when you make prayer, when you give love to and thanks to your land, and you communicate with your land because it's a living being, then the land starts to open up all kinds of abundance and opportunities and alignments for you. Now, how you do it, there are many different ways that you can do it. I'm interested in supporting you in how you can do it in your own way with your own gifts. But a good place to start would be to go onto my website and download the free guide that I have. It's called The 7 Steps to Mapping the Vision for your dream sanctuary. That's a good 7-step guide to start you out with an introduction of the sacred blueprint modality. And even with that 7-step guide, I've received so many messages from people saying like, wow, I was able to birth the vision, the floor plan for this. And oh, I was able to receive to understand why this part of the property felt so blocked. Yeah, so I highly recommend you download that guide. You'll see the link below. So going back to November and creation, there's something about this month that gives, and I've noticed it, you know, for the last few years, for many years actually. There's also something practical about it too, especially in colder climates where you know, you want to get all the construction done before the ground freezes, right? So it's a very practical reason as well, where it's like, we got to finish those foundations before the water freezes in the ground, right? Deep in the ground. So there's this ramping up of energy, a buildup. I tell you, women, before I surrendered to giving myself to creating outside on the land with my gardener, I noticed like a really big block and buildup in my throat. It was more like a block, the floodgates were closed, right? And I was actually getting really irritable with my mom and my family, and I was getting impatient, and I'm just like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be with you guys. I don't want to be doing this. Cause there was something in me that was like, if you don't create, you're going to start snapping at everybody. So it was really just a sign that I needed to follow that wave. Even sketching something and drawing something and doing some coloring and doing an art piece was starting to alleviate that buildup. We are creators. We cannot not create. An old family friend of mine who's now in the heavens, he was an artist, and he would say he cannot not paint. If he doesn't paint, he'll go crazy. And actually he did, because there was some circumstances in his life where he didn't have his studio anymore and he couldn't paint as much anymore. And he started to go mad. So please listen to those inner stirrings, those impulses, and do not hold back your creations. Mother Earth and the cosmos and all the angels are looking down on you and rooting for you. They're like your cheerleaders. They're all wanting you to create beauty on this earth. I know that it is so hard to sometimes build up the excitement, the energy, the motivation to create beauty when there's so much destruction and so much pain and suffering in the world. You are likely someone who is highly sensitive, right? And so you're likely also able to feel what's going on in the collective, with the wars, with the hurricanes, with the earthquakes, with all that's going on in politics. I advise you to do all that you know how to do to keep your energetic system clean, whether it is eating healthy foods, whether it is working out, doing yoga. I just started a Pilates series of Pilates classes, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. My body is loving it. I've been hearing the call, the intuition to get strong, because I'm now in my middle age, my middle years. I'm 44 years old, and I'm noticing my eyesight is getting a little bit off, and my muscles were starting to get weak, and my knees are starting to get more and more sensitive, and even aching a little bit while walking up the steps. So tend to your body, eat well, drink lots of good, clean water, and tend to that energetic vessel. Part of tending is to that energetic vessel is saying no to distractions. This could be friends, family, colleagues, learning how to create these healthy limits, healthy boundaries. Nature cannot create without limits or boundaries. There's some, or borders. It's really important to delineate those. I mean, I could have, you know, record a whole other podcast episode just on that. That's something that I support the women architects and designers that I coach how to do, because sometimes as healers and women who have such, you know, big hearts, right? We want to help everyone. And sometimes in the helping of everyone, we spread ourselves too thin, and then we lose the strength within that inner core that we so need right now as the earth is going through these big shifts. So the month of November, the number 11, this master number, this master builder number, is inviting you to bridge earth with sky, is inviting you to bridge the spirit realms with the material realms, is inviting you to wake up, stand up, and tend to the vertical axis more and more, rather than always being pulled in the horizontal axis direction. Both axes are important if we tune into the sacred cross, but our vertical has been depleted. Our vertical has been depleted. Now I'm thinking about the Pilates class that I was just at, and there was a conversation between women about how their spines, something happened with their spines after having cesareans. And so just tuning into that, you know, there are forces in this world that compromise the strength of our spine. And we know that the spine is a carrier and a, you know, a channel for, you know, the alignment of our chakras, and is one of the essential ingredients to holding up this column of light, that helps us to access the light, access truth, access information that support us in becoming healthier, stronger, freer human beings. I'm just looking at my notes here. Yeah, so I want to close with this building and this crafting. The spirit of building and crafting. The spirit of making something, building something into form. I invite you in this month of November, in this last hurrah before entering into this, these darker days and high chances. It always happens with me every year in December. I really want to slow down and be by the sit by the fire and be quiet and meditate and make soups and honor the spirit of that seed entering into the deep dark, right? Entering into the dark soil. So for the last hurrah, I invite you to take 2 hours out of your day, could be 15 minutes as well, but you know, 1 to 2 hours out of your day, instead of surfing the internet, instead of scrolling through a bunch of Instagram posts and feeds. And we know how addictive that can be, right? It's like, oh, we got to watch one and then watch another. And like, oh, who's doing this and who's doing that? Like, all that. while we have beautiful resources online and in Instagram and various other platforms, I invite you to take a break from the digital world and carve out, delineate a creation boundary, a creation container, a creation vessel, a creation vessel, and whatever you want to sprinkle into it. What are you going to create? Are you going to create a design, a sketch, a painting? If you like working with your hands, create something and form something with clay. Do you remember when we used to build models in architecture school? I still love building models. This is one of the disadvantages of the advancements of technology, is that we lose our ability to craft and make things with our hands. So make things with your hands. Build a box out of wood. Buy a couple little saws and put some pieces of wood together. Or like me, you know, start working, doing some work in the garden. Do some, start to tune into where the heart of the land is. The 7 steps for mapping the vision to your dream sanctuary, that free guide will help you to tune into where the heart of your property is. And maybe there's a sculpture or a fountain or a standing stone or a mandala that you want to create there. Maybe your home is right on the heart of your home and so of the heart of the property. So maybe something else will come through as inspiration for the interior of your space there. Now you may, it's, you, you, there's many different spots, sweet spots on your property. You can also create one. And when I say sweet spots, these are spots that emanate a healing, harmonizing frequency. For the biogeometry practitioners, this would be a BG3 energy. This is where the masculine and feminine unite and create this neutral, zero point energy. It's love energy, actually. It's a really balancing, calibrating kind of energy, a sweet energy. So notice, even when I'm speaking to you, notice what part of that property, it could be a project that you're working on for your clients. Notice what part of that property, which part of the property comes to you right in this moment, in vision, in intuition, in message, in knowing. You have the capacity to douse even without a pendulum or without dowsing rods. You can feel it intuitively. Listen, listen. Listen to where that could be and play, create something there. Yeah, there's so much that I'm going to be creating this year in my studio. I'm working on a door for my studio, which involves stained glass. I cannot wait to work with the colors. I've already started to sketch something, and I've met the most beautiful, beautiful stained glass craftsmen here. And so I got to get that sketch to them and they got to give me a price. It's so much fun. I just love it, women. And, you know, let's bring the balance back. Part of bringing the balance back is also to start to really, connect with materials by learning how to craft with them. The online world can get too much in the head. It can get too much like talking about things, opinions, you know, talking about creating, talking about. And so the risk is that we get too much up in the air, too much pulled away from the earth, pulled away from the ground. And so let's bring the energy and the feeling that comes with tuning into the number 11. The number 11, the two ones are planted firmly in the earth and they are rising up to the sky. creating like a channel, a column. And I'm curious what more you feel and see in the number 11. Share with me. I'm eager to hear from you. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so this feels beautiful. This feels complete. Like I shared in the beginning, I'm eager to share more about what's brewing behind the scenes about the Sacred Blueprint online course and the Sacred Blueprint community, which I am starting to build and form. I will let you know when the portals are open for those. May 2025, I will be leading another VIP retreat at the ancient city of Ephesus. If you are feeling the shivers, hearing the tingles, if you are an ancient temple builder of the future and you are hearing the call to build the sanctuaries that humanity needs to unfold, to transform, and you are wanting to completely shift, transition into a totally new way of practicing architecture that's aligned with your goddess shining self, with your intuition, with your magic, with your spirit, spiritual capacities, then that this is the retreat for you. And you're going to love the retreat center and really be able to recalibrate, reset, and remember your true voice. Remember what you came here to build, why you incarnated on this planet, in this time, in this magnificent time. Coming back to remember why you are on this earth and what you came here to build and how to build it. I will help you with all of the tools, energetic tools, practical tools, to build the design practice of your dreams and to build the sanctuaries of your dreams, whether they're for yourself or for clients. So January 31st is the deadline for the early bird discount for May 2025 Ephesus retreat. So make sure you fill out the application. The link is below. And make sure you download my free guide, 7 Steps to Mapping the Vision for Your Dream Sanctuary. You can also access that link below. I'm so honored to serve you. And I love, love, love being in this space, the New Earth Architecture space. And I can't wait to meet you if you are someone who is wanting to build the temples of the New Earth. Can't wait to meet you. Can't wait to serve you. And send me a message about the number 11. If you know more about it, I'm eager to hear. All right. Master builder number 11. Get building, get creating, women. Bye.